12.4, e-filing. Electronic filing of litigation documents is fast becoming the norm. Many jurisdictions now require that all documents, with a few exceptions, after the initial summons and complaint, be filed electronically. As with most of the technological issues we have discussed, the major obstacle for the paralegal and his or her attorney is the wide range of software systems used by the various courts. For example, many courts use a system by Lexis. The federal courts use Pacer. Others have systems created and designed to suit their individual needs. In other words, proprietary software. Once you are used to the online e-filing environment, you should be able to use almost any jurisdiction's software. It is typically not very complex. In fact, possibly the most complex of all e-filing systems is the Public Access to Court Electronic Records e-filing system for federal courts, better known as PACER. PACER. As defined by its own website, PACER is an electronic public access service that allows users to obtain case and docket information from federal appellate, district, and bankruptcy courts, and the PACER case locator via the Internet. PACER is provided by the federal judiciary in keeping with its commitment to providing public access to court information via a centralized service. Basically, PACER is a national database for storing documents, listing dockets, trial and hearing courtroom schedules, and providing other information about a case over the Internet. You may be asking, though, how do these documents, such as pleadings, get on the PACER system? The answer is a related, yet separate system known as Case Management / Electronic Case Filing System, CMECF. In other words, if you want to find a document, use PACER. If you want to file a document, use CMECF. CMECF. While PACER is a national database, CMECF is actually local to each court. Thus, in order to file within a specific federal court, the site for that court's corresponding CMECF system will be needed. This can always be found with a general search within the PACER.gov website, or use the specific address www.pacer.gov/psco/cgi-bin/links.pl. Following are several screenshots from the CMECF site. However, screenshots are not sufficient when learning an online development tool. As we will see, actually using online tools is the best way to learn. Even though you may not use PACER specifically because it is for federal court filings, understanding its structure will greatly assist you in learning the process of e-filing, no matter what jurisdiction you eventually choose to work in. The first thing you will likely notice about CMECF is how low-tech the login page appears to be. While this will likely change at some point, it is up to each local jurisdiction to maintain its own CMECF site. Your attorney will have his or her own login information or will set one up for you. E-filing wrap-up. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Or for our purposes, which came first, the e-filing systems or the rules and regulations mandating such systems? As e-filing becomes the norm, one primary concern is that the courts are in many ways putting the cart before the horse. The rules and statutes governing e-filing are playing catch-up with technology. Because of this, make sure to frequently review local court rules, court websites, and postings at the court for updates, handouts, guides, checklists, and anything else related to e-filing. This helps your firm remain current. deadlines. One major advantage e-filing provides is the ability to file up to 11:59 p.m. on the day of the deadline, as opposed to the closing time, usually 5 p.m., of the courthouse. However, do not push it too close. If your internet suddenly goes out, or your file is corrupted in transmission, or any other technical glitch occurs, the court is not usually sympathetic. Thus, treat the deadline as the typical 5 p.m. and use the additional after-hours time allotted for e-filing as a life raft, only to be used in an emergency. The summons and complaint. For obvious reasons, the summons and complaint are not e-filed. Only documents subsequent to service of process are subject to e-filing. E-filing is treated similarly to the mail. Most state courts have followed the federal court's lead in adding 3 days to the allotted time to respond to documents filed electronically, FRCP 6 and local federal rules. Format of documents. Currently, most courts require that a document be converted to PDF format. However, a new form of PDF is now being transitioned into the mix. Federal courts may now require that documents be in the format of PDF/A, a subset of PDF. This is not difficult. After converting a Word document to standard PDF format, save it again in PDF-A format, this time using the Adobe software. It is assumed that eventually word processing software will allow direct saving to PDF/A. What is PDF-A? PDF-A, the A stands for archive, allows the court to maintain the integrity of the document for a longer period of time. Since the fonts and other information are embedded in the file, 100 years from now, an advanced version of Adobe Reader will still be able to read the document. The downside is that the files for PDF-A tend to be significantly larger than standard PDF. Size of files. Most courts require that the document being filed not exceed 2 megabytes. No combined documents allowed. There are some documents that are often filed together as a combined pleading. For example, if the attorney wants you to prepare an answer and counterclaim, it is not uncommon for those to be prepared within a single document, first the answer, then the counterclaim. Most e-filing rules prohibit the filing of such combined documents. Instead, you will need to create 2 documents. The same rule applies to notices that are typically attached to motions. Again, these rules are new and generating much comment from the legal community, so check for changes. However, you will always be safe filing separate documents. Avoid scanning when possible. Some attorneys scan documents, save them as a PDF, then use an OCR, text recognition software program, to make the PDFs readable to the computer. This is awkward, is prone to low-quality documents, and often results in errors within the readout. Instead, use your word processing software to convert a document to PDF. Scanners should only be used as a last resort. A document is deemed to be filed when the system says so. The e-filing system typically generates a notice of electronic filing that is sent automatically to the parties involved. The date on that notice is the legal date of filing. Another reason to avoid the midnight rush to file. The official record. Once filed using the court's electronic filing system, the e-document becomes part of the official record for the purposes of litigation. Email and file courtesy copies. After a document has been e-filed with the court, but not before, send a Word version of the document to the judge's email. This is often required. Finally, most courts mandate that a hard copy be filed with the court, some within 24 hours of e-filing. Check local court rules or call the clerk. Assignment: E-filing online demonstrations. Visit the www.pacer.gov/help.html website. On that site, click on the link to training in the left menu. On that page, click on Version 3 Plus Electronic Learning Modules. Find a direct link on the Study Support website. You're assigned to complete the following training modules: filing a complaint, filing a response, filing an answer, filing a motion to compel. Please note that the web addresses for the above sites change from time to time, so check the Study Support website supporting this textbook for updates. You will also find the direct links to the above tutorials on that site, which will make finding them easier. Chapter 12 Wrap-Up: What You Should Know. After reading this chapter, you should know the following: how technical innovations are affecting the judicial system, the concepts surrounding e-filing, the structure and basic procedures for PACER and CMECR. Assignments. Assignment 12.4. View 4 e-filing tutorials on the PACER website. Web stuff. For more information, articles, and links to more resources, visit the website corresponding to this manual. This concludes Volume 1, Chapter 12.